From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, Sarwoko rides through the streets of the Indonesian capital. He became a motorbike taxi driver after losing his job at an exhibition centre during the pandemic. He is one of millions of people battling to make ends meet after the government cut fuel subsidies.
The money I make is already not enough. Often, I don't eat lunch just so I can spend the money on my children's need.
This week, fuel prices went up by about 30%, with subsidized petrol increasing from around 51 cents to 67 cents per litre, and diesel going up from 35 to 46 cents per litre. Soaring global oil and gas prices, as well as the depreciation of the local currency, tripled the state's subsidy budget to $34 billion. The government says it's reallocating some funds to social grants, with 20 million low-income households set to receive around $10 a month until the end of the year. For many, it's an inadequate solution.
The cash aid is like candy, totally useless. We want them to lower the price of fuel.
Unions and students have led protests in several cities.
Around the country, the message is clear. Many people are worried about stagnant wages and the rising cost of living, and those concerns have been exacerbated by this latest policy change.
Some economists are also critical of the decision.
All of the society, all of the consumers' level hit by the increase of the fuel price. And at the same time, the minimum wage in Indonesia is only increased by 1%. So inflation versus the income of the ordinary citizen in Indonesia is not catch up.
Higher fuel costs have a knock-on effect. Essential goods become more expensive because logistics expenses increase. A worrying prospect for Ardi, who is already skipping meals.
Before the price hike, life was already hard. Now it's even more difficult.
He spends an extra dollar and a half on fuel every day. It's an expense that he, like millions of Indonesians, cannot afford. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.